It is hour number two, the Ron Owens program. In the studio with us right now is the next district attorney in the city of San Francisco. It may be Terrence Hallinan, the incumbent. It may be Bill Fazio. It may be Kamala Harris. You listen, you determine it, you call in with your questions if you'd like. Let me start right off with the San Francisco Chronicle's editorial. The Chron, of course, the leading paper in the Bay Area. Quote, there are two well-qualified candidates for San Francisco district attorney this year. Incumbent Terrence Hallinan is not one of them. Terrence, can't be happy with that.
They never have liked me. I know they've, for some reason, ever since I was a supervisor, they've not liked me. I guess they don't like my politics. I'm not 100% clear on what it is because it shifts around from one thing to another. But
well,
they don't like
you're
me.
Saying you think it's personal, and they're saying it's your low conviction rate.
Well, I mean, I don't have a low conviction rate. I have a low conviction rate in some areas. In violent crime, my conviction rate has gone way up. I don't have a bad conviction rate. San Francisco has always had a low conviction rate in relationship to other counties because of the fact that, one, the police don't screen the case, so we get 36% of our cases we can't even file on to start with. That kind of puts you in a hole right there. Then we have this huge diversion program, 3,000 people on felony drug diversion, another big hole. So I think that the test has got to be public safety. And the bottom line is that San Francisco right now has had the sharpest drop in violent crime of any county in the state.
I got two people in the studio who probably don't agree.
Yeah, you know, Ron, I worked in the district attorney's office in San Francisco for 20 years. Native San Franciscan, born and bred here. 20 years under three different district attorneys. Over 150 serious felony trials. And I have an overall conviction rate of 90%. My experience is that San Francisco juries will convict, particularly in serious cases, if the prosecutor knows the law and has a vision and a direction to present the evidence and the law in front of that jury, they will convict.
You're saying Terrence doesn't know the law?
I'm saying that he doesn't have a vision. I'm saying that his office doesn't have any direction. And he's not a very competent manager, unfortunately.
Well, the bottom line is, Ron, he cannot use as a defense public safety because when you walk into the Bayview, you walk into the Mission, you walk into the Tenderloin, nobody feels safe. They do not feel safe. There's gang violence. There are homicides happening. And the reality is we need in San Francisco a DA who knows how to be a career prosecutor. I certainly am. I was in the best DA's office in the country, Alameda County. I was the head of the career criminal unit here. I'm endorsed by every law enforcement organization that's endorsed in the DA's race. Every bar association that's endorsed in the DA's race has endorsed me.
A career prosecutor.
And I can tell you that public safety, the reality is public safety is about making sure that we know how to successfully prosecute serious and violent crime, and Terrence Hallinan does not.
You guys just
jumped
in.
Alameda County with twice as many murders as us. Oakland with twice as many murders and half the population. That's nothing to be proud of.
You know, Ron, I was a DA for 20 years, and I didn't quit. When I ran against Arlo Smith, he fired me. Ms. Harris says she's a career prosecutor. She left Alameda to come to San Francisco. She was part of the problem, which she now describes, for 2 years. And I don't believe she left a legacy in a San Francisco district attorney's office. At least speaking to the current prosecutors and former prosecutors is nothing that she did there. Plus, she quit that office to go to work for a civil firm, the city attorney's office. And I don't think that's a career prosecutor.
Mr. Fazio, I was recruited by then City Attorney Louise Rennie to head up the Children and Family Services Division.
It's not a prosecutor's
of the city attorney's office. Where I did work, actually did work, didn't talk about it, did work, in terms of dealing with the community's issues and solving problems that have been facing the city, in particular the issue of teenage prostitution.
I'm sure you did
in
a good
doing
job,
that work,
but you're not
I evidenced
prosecutor.
My ability to bring together different people in this community who don't talk to each other through coalitions, something you're not able to do.
Ms.
And
Harris,
Mr. Fazio,
I lived here all my life.
Prosecutor,
I've been in every district in this city for 20 years, for my entire life.
You
lived in San Francisco for 4 years.
You should be embarrassed as a prosecutor that you've had 6 cases overturned, 4 of which have been for prosecutorial misconduct.
I'm glad you corrected
me.
Ms. Harris, how many cases have you tried? Can you tell us how many serious felonies you have tried? Can you tell us once
and
for sure?
I've tried about 50 cases, Mr. Fazio, and it's about leadership.
No, Ms. Harris, why does your information, which is still published, say that you tried hundreds of serious felonies? I think that's misleading. I think that's disingenuous. I think that shows that you are incapable of leadership and you're not to be trusted. You've continued to put out information which says you have tried hundreds of serious felonies.
Mr. Fazio, leadership
Can you answer my question?
Working with different communities as a career prosecutor. I've done that, which is why I, not you, have every law enforcement organization's endorsement.
Oh, you
which
have
is why
the political
I have,
influence of the labor, of the leaders, of those. I have the rank and file members.
Terrence,
you've
been strangely silent in this. Just hold it for a second, because I was worried this thing was going to get nasty.
808-082 is our telephone number. We'll continue with our debate right after this.
Get ready to go wild.